As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
一首歌能说多少故事？从2000年开始，有一首诗歌被美国草根乡村歌手 Alison Krauss 唱红了全国，就是 Down in the River to Pray， 下到河旁去祷告。这其实是首老歌，最早被收集在1867年出版的美国奴隶歌集里面。有人说是印第安人的调子被改编成圣诗，有人说是黑人灵歌，也有人说是阿帕拉契山区的民间音乐。不论他出身是什么，这首歌肯定带了美国两次大复兴的血脉。大复兴 The Great Awakening， 就是当年一城一城一村一村的美国人无论黑白大批出来悔改信耶稣的风潮。今天美国各地的城镇无论贫富都能看见各种各样古老的教堂建筑，就是大复兴那个时候所结的果子。我们常以为早期来到美国的人都是虔诚的欧洲清教徒，其实不然，那个时候来到这块土地上的被称为 Saints and Strangers， 就是圣徒与浪人，从赌徒罪犯到恶霸，好好坏坏各样都有，到他们往西部拓荒的时候更是无法无天。于是从18世纪初就开始，传道人拿着一本圣经骑在马上一村一村的走，极为辛苦，所到之处就搭起帐篷来聚会，讲的是天国近了，你们应当为自己的罪哀哭痛悔，若不信耶稣受洗进入永生，就必有永远的审判与地狱的硫磺火湖在等着你。圣灵和这些传道人同工，悔改的人就如潮水一般一批一批地下到河里去受洗，这才大规模地改变了这个国家的民风，成了后来我们所熟知的美国。 Went down in the river to pray， 下到河旁去祷告，这首歌就是大复兴时代实实在在的写照。歌词说，当我下到河旁去祷告，学学行走在正道，看配否能戴上冠冕，主啊领我向前。来吧姐妹们，让我们下去一同下去，来吧姐妹们，让我们下去，下到河旁去祷告。 As I went down in the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh sistersLet's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. 一首歌能说多少故事？为什么过了150年，它又重新在基督徒的心中燃烧起来？因为今天的美国，非但已经不再是下到河旁去祷告，学学行走在正道的美国，反而成了离弃活水泉源往黑暗与淫乱里去的美国。为了这个缘故，今年复活节或许我们也应该带着儿女重新学唱这一首简单朴素的诗歌，再一次下到河旁去祷告。
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old wayShall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, let's go down. The starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, fathers, let's go down, down in the